now. Okay. Crossing the Red Sea. This is our Bible reading for this morning. But let's do it with a film. That'd be more exciting.
When the Israelites left Egypt, the people were overjoyed. They danced and sang as they marched towards their promised land. After many years of slavery, they were now a free nation. They would travel through the wilderness and once again experience God's provision. There in the wilderness during the day, God led them with a huge cloud in the sky. The people could always look up and see it. God's presence was always there. During the night, the cloud turned into a pillar of fire, and the people knew when and where to go. God provided the Israelites with water and food and took care of them. Finally, the people came to the Red Sea, where they stopped for the night. Even though Pharaoh had let the people go, he suddenly changed his mind. Now he sent his entire army to chase them down. Hundreds of chariots and fierce soldiers came rushing after the Israelites. The Egyptian army came closer. When the Israelites saw this, they grew in fear and started complaining to Moses, "Why did you bring us out here to die? We were much better off in the land of Egypt." When Moses saw this and heard the complaints of the Israelites, he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord told him exactly what to do. Once again, God's mighty power would be displayed for all to see, and hopefully this time, the Israelites would learn to trust God. God told Moses to stretch out his hands over the mighty sea. A strong wind began to blow that turned the raging sea into a dry land. This created a perfect path for the Israelites to pass through. It was a wonderful thing to behold. The waters piled up on either side, and once again, God delivered the Israelites from the hand of the Egyptians. That entire night, the wind kept blowing. The Israelites, with all their possessions, safely passed through. Right on their tracks were the Egyptian army. Even seeing the wonder God was doing, the Egyptians had no fear and charged right into the sea after the Israelites. When the last of the Israelites passed through the passageway, God told Moses to raise his hands and staff again. This time, the wind stopped blowing, and God swept the Egyptian army into the ocean. The waters covered the passageway, and Pharaoh's entire army drowned. Not one survived. When the Israelites saw what the Lord had done, they worshiped him. They were struck with awe at God's deliverance and decided to put their trust in God and his servant Moses. Their exodus out of Egypt was over, but their wandering in the wilderness would last for many more years.
Names of God, and actually that's the things they experienced in that next sort of wilderness experience. But moving on from that, and the idea of not forgetting, being like an elephant. Now, if you're familiar with the TV quiz show Have I Got News For You, you'll get this. Which is the odd one out? Four pictures, an elephant, that's meant to be a handkerchief, a dolphin, and a man with a hat. So, how many people think it's the knotted handkerchief? I can hear a little bit of that. Okay, and how many people think it's the man, bottom left? Oh, yes, I've got several going with that. Okay, well, in actual fact, the odd one out is the hanky, because it's... elephants are famous for never forgetting, in particular, never forgetting faces. The man bottom left is a gentleman called Brad Williams, who has, oh, I hate it when there are doctors in the house, hyperthymestic syndrome. He can remember almost every day his life. He can remember almost every day of his life, easily naming the day of the week, the date, the month, the year of innumerable personal and public events. Dolphins, of course, are able to remember a series of complex instructions, but the hanky can't remember anything. It helps you to remember when you've tied a knot in it, because you go, what is it I've forgotten? And if you're like me, you go, I still can't remember. But anyway, the odd one out is the hanky. I wonder what your reaction is when somebody asks you what you did yesterday. No, actually, I don't mean the Beatles song, but, you know, can you reel it off without hesitation, or do you find it hard remembering the details? What about if someone asks you the time, moments you've looked after you've looked at your watch? You know, what is the time? And you go, I don't know, but I looked at it a minute ago, and you can't remember. Can you always remember, or do you have to look at your watch again? It is so easy, isn't it, to forget things. And I'm not talking about the sort of forgetting that happens as we get older. I'm talking about the sort of forgetting which happens because we're just too busy. Here are some cavemen. One says, one's offering them some wheels, to two with a cart with a square wheel, and one says, no thanks, we're too busy. If they only stopped and put on the round wheels, the cart would actually go better, wouldn't it? Life is so much poorer because we forget. We don't take time to reflect and remember. We don't relive the memories, the experiences. We don't revisit the places we have been, the people we have met, those precious memories that become lost in the busyness of life. And in a way, that's what we've been doing today with the timeline and the notes on the trees. It's really easy to forget about God as well. Often because of the same busyness, but because of the pressures each day bring. We forget what he's done. We forget the promises he's made. It's even more challenging when what is happening around us is the opposite of what God says or seems to have done. So in that film passage, the Israelites have been slaves in Egypt for many years. They cry out to God to be rescued, and he rescues them. And yet, it's hardly surprising that when the Red Sea is in front of them with no way through it, and behind them with Pharaoh threatening to kill them, instead of a seemingly impossible situation causing them to look on God more, they forget all about God. And they suddenly run around like sort of headless chickens saying, well, why are we here? This is worse than where we were before. I don't think we'll ever find ourselves in situations quite that bad, but there are moments when we need to remember God more than we do. We need to remember how big he is, and we need to remember his promises. If you promise somebody something, it surely goes on and on. You don't just promise somebody something for a day and then change your mind the next day. And hence their miraculous escape. So what can we learn from this? Well, I think we need to remember the things that God has done in the past. We mustn't forget. We need to remember. And maybe these things will help. Writing some things down, the things that he's done in our lives, or praying, asking God to help us remember them, or praising him, thanking God, and honoring him for what he's done. What about telling others what he's done in our lives? That, in a way, is what we've done with the bits of paper on the tree. And seeking out the Holy Spirit, God's helper, that we will allow him into our lives. We need to listen to others, and we need to stop to remember. One of the reasons life seems to fly by so quickly is that I'm so focused on tomorrow, I instantly forget what happened yesterday, both what I have done and what God has done for me. So, thinking time, a room full of elephants. Very unusual title for this morning, and maybe that's what worried some people, but not to worry. Literal and metaphorical. So what do we literally know about elephants? Well, here is a picture of an elephant. Okay, tell me something about an elephant. What's it got? Trunk. Yeah, what else? Tusks, ears, big ears, yes, and small ears. Yeah, I'll get to that in a minute. And tusks, tusks, big feet. Well, let's move on to the next slide, Joan, and here we go. African elephants, the largest land animal in the world today. That's quite an amazing thought, isn't it? Even bigger than a Hummer in America. The largest African elephant ever recorded was found in Angola, rocking in at a massive 11,000 kilograms, with a shoulder height of 3.96 meters, or 13 feet in old money. That's interesting, by the way. A London bus, I was looking up, is 16 feet 3 inches high, or 4.95 meters, and weighs 12,000 kilograms. So, you know, not far off a bus. And anybody know what a newborn elephant is called, by the way? Calf, yep. So newborn African elephant calves weigh 165 kilograms, and a newborn Asian elephant weighs 91 kilograms. So if any of you are worried about a weight problem, I don't think you need worry anymore, okay? And anybody know how long it takes a baby elephant, when it's born, to stand on its feet? Any advance on 5 minutes? That's a minute, apparently. They can stand within 1 minute. Okay, let's go on again, Joan, please. So what do we know about elephants? What do we know about metaphorical elephants? That phrase, elephants in the room. Now, there are lots of elephants in the room today, but it's usually a phrase adults and grown-ups use when they're talking about, oh, something a bit awkward, bit embarrassing, you know, like someone else comes to your party but you didn't invite them. Ooh, that's awkward. Do you let them in or do you shut them out? Or you're talking to someone in a meeting and they're getting closer and closer and they've got really bad breath, you know, but you'd rather not tell them, and you keep taking a step back and they keep taking a step towards you. Yes, a bit like that. Ooh, that's a bit awkward. Or someone wearing the wrong trousers. You know, you have a fancy dress party and they turn up in a suit, or vice versa. You have a party and you say, wear your old clothes, because we're going into the forest or the woods. We're going in through the mud. And they come in their best clothes. Awkward. Elephants in the room like that are the things we don't want to admit, or the things we're afraid of, or maybe the things we'd rather ignore and pretend they weren't there. It could be things, it could be people, it could be circumstances, it could be, what if? What if that happens? What if they know? What if they say something? Normally, elephants like that can make us anxious. But, yes please, Joan, God is bigger. Yes, he is. God is bigger than both those literal elephants, those huge things, and these what we call metaphorical elephants, these sayings in our rooms, in our lives. So we're going to be using the image of the elephant today to remind us just how big our God is and just how small we are. So the two things fit together, just how big God is and how small we are. And that really, we don't need to worry about anything. Okay, Lorna, I'm going to have to get you to sit down. Yes, yeah, I think it would be best if you did. So she's just going to sit down for a minute. Now, when you came in, hopefully you were given a little card that has an odd sort of phrase on it. And the key thing about the phrase is that it should link to a date, a particular year. Now, I have a timeline here, although it might look like a tangled rope. Oh, I hope it's not tangled. No, there we go. This is my timeline. Every centimetre on my timeline represents a year. So every metre represents 10 years. And we go from about 1933, there's a bit of space before that, to 2023. And then you've got a card that gives you, whoops, this is, it worked when I tried it yesterday. There we go. You've got a card that asks you a question about a year. So what I'm hoping is, sorry, Eileen, you're quite safe. There are no health and safety risks here, okay? Our health and safety person is cringing. So 1923 over here, 33, 43, 53. We've got the year tags on there. And you've got some clothes pegs. I'd like you to take your card and pin it to the line. Now, this is going to be quite interesting, because if it says the year you were born, I leave it up to you how honest you are with that, okay? So if you want to gain 10 years, you know, you can do, but okay. So maybe you'd like to have a go at this. Some of them are a bit vague. As I say, you know this is a 10-year gap, so just somewhere in that 10-year span is fine. This represents just a lifetime, really, for some of us. And some of us aren't anywhere near there. Maybe our lifetime is just this end bit here, with 2023 right down this end. So, without mowing each other over in the rush, if you could have a go at bringing your card out, and I think what we'll do is we'll do it civilized, table at a time. So we'll start, say, with the two round tables, first of all. Very good. Okay, for all you techie folk, what is the one word that all of these symbols represent? Share. Very good. I'm a bit disappointed it takes a youngster to tell us oldies, all right? So, thank you. Share. It's all the symbols from email or computers or whatever. They all mean share. So, if I just come over here, so for instance, on my beautiful savannah bush that, you know, we paid a lot of money for, we've got things like gift of a husband, gift of life. We've also got brought me back to him from a long absence. God does bring us back, provided for the needs in the welcome BAP for over 30 years. Now, lots of others. And then if I go over here, we've got things like Christian upbringing, husband, children, health, family, friends, a medical diagnosis that, you know, that is now disappeared, if you like, a job, lots of different things. And what I'm also going to do, and this worked well in theory, oh yes, if I take this shrub here, and they don't all fall off, yes, please, there we go, right, and we'll peg this one back on. I've got one here, my love, in my hand. There we go, peg this one back on. Those times when we feel a bit isolated or separate, it's like God says, no, you're not. I know exactly where you are. I'm going to bring you into my family. Excuse me, David, you're quite safe. Safer than on the golf course. And it all fits together. Oh, it does look like a Christmas tree, doesn't it? I am surprised by that. Those times when we really, really feel alone or cut off or isolated, Jesus says, I know all those things. Like an elephant, I never forget. I know the good times, I know the bad times, I know when you've needed help, I know when you do need help. Like Lorna's gone to sleep down here. See, she's given up. God never gives up on us. There's so many times when we've been able to say yes to God and to thank him. Okay, I need three volunteers. I need one from that side of the room, one from this side of the room, and somebody else who can read, and I don't mind where they come from. Otherwise, I'm going to have to pick somebody. So, Mandy and, well, I tell you what, Carol, could you be our reader? Mandy, you'd be good for the other person from that side, please. And then I just need somebody from this side. Oh, thank you, Sally. That'd be great. Okay. The rest of you, all you have to do is to either go boo or hurrah. Okay. So basically, we have a giant Jenga set here. And where's my reader gone? How's your eye? Yes. Is this all right? Carol's going to stand over there, and I have what are called some event cards. These happen in life, okay? These are things. And basically, you two are going to take it in turns to take a block out, okay, please? If Carol reads a good thing and we all go, hurrah, you don't have to miss to take a block out. You miss a turn. But if we all go, boo, because it's a bad thing, okay, then you've got to take a block out. And we'll let Sally go first. All right, so... First card, please, Carol. You've got several in your hand there, but...
This is a miracle.
Don't play cards with Carol, clearly. This is quite worrying. Right.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, this is so funny. You go too fast in a 30 miles per hour speed limit deliberately.
Mm. I'm not judging anybody, okay? I'm not asking for honesty at this point. So that's a boo. So sorry, Sally, you've got to take away a block. And the next one.
You agree to help with some chores around the home, but disappear instead.
Ooh. Mandy carefully removes the block from the middle, four rows down. Audio description. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh.
Well, clearly not properly. Okay. Duly admonished. Thank you. Go on. Next
you
one,
argue
please.
And tell lies. God, this is a miracle.
So Sally's taken one, what have we got? One, two, three, four, five, six rows down on the side.
You hide your brother's shoes on a school day.
Ooh, Mandy, how...
oh, this one.
So Mandy's going lower, but she's going to the opposite side. Oh, no, 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 quick change of plan. Oh, no, no, she doesn't like that one either.
That looks dodgy.
Okay, so Mandy's taken the middle one, about three down.
This is for Sue Freud. You help your baby brother to get dressed.
Oh, yay! So Sally misses a turn because she was good.
Oh. You help clear up the toys scattered all over the living room floor.
Ooh, Mandy also has done something good. Okay.
You let your sister borrow your favourite makeup.
Yeah, well done, Sally. Yeah, okay.
Never.
They're supposed to be shuffled.
Never. Oh, gosh. You let your brother use your earbuds.
Ah. Is that good? Yes, yes. See.
You do not let your brother into your room unless he pays you £5.
Ah, boo, boo, double boo. So Sally goes for a middle... Oh, no, no, she's gone for an edge one, quite about halfway down the tower.
Okay. You spend your time listening to your worried friend.
Oh, yay!
You stop two of your friends from falling out.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
You climb out of your bedroom window to go to a late party.
Oh, double jeopardy. Mandy's going for one quite low down, and the tower is moving slightly, but... Oh, and she wrestles it almost out. Yet, yeah. Oh, yes, with a wobble, she gets away with it.
You help an elderly man with a stick to cross the road. You rather like the plant in the next door's garden, so at night you dig it up for yourself.
Boom!
Ladies, when they go to National Trust places, they take a pair of scissors.
Too much information. Very good. Mandy gets one out in the middle of the tower, quite low down.
Gosh,
and I'm
really
so glad I was reminded how to play this properly, because it makes a lot more sense now.
You look after your hamster at home, even though you want to watch TV.
Oh, yay!
Are you sure these were shuffled?
You tell your teacher you left your homework at home, but in reality, you haven't done it.
I'm sorry, Mandy, it's all coming out now. The wibble wobble. And Mandy's going right, quite near. She's taken one out near the bottom and left the whole tower just balancing on one central block.
This is a sad one. You let your cat go hungry because you're too busy to feed her.
Sally manages to take out a middle one, makes it look so easy.
Very good. You have a pound, you give a pound to the homeless person on the street. You have no time for others.
Edge one is taken out, fairly low down, but six
very
up.
Good. Okay.
Place back on the top.
You say sorry and mean it.
Hey.
Oh, you break an item and blame your younger brother.
Sally's looking for a loose block. And
that middle bit. That looks lovely.
She takes one out in the top third from the edge. Oh my goodness me. Yes, very good. Coaching. Don't worry, the FA are changing their rules, I gather, so this will be allowed, you know.
You get angry.
She might in a minute. she takes one out from the middle near the top. I must admit, this is
really good. Really good. You are selfish.
One out from the edge, six down from the top. Now it is definitely slightly wibbly wobbly.
I wonder all to this one.
So am I.
You are constantly arrive late for school. I'm doing this without my glasses, you know. It's amazing. You constantly arrive late at school because you buy sweets at Tesco. But I want to say you constantly arrive late at church because you have your hair done. They're doing well, aren't they?
So Mandy takes one out from the edge. About halfway up.
They've done really well.
That looked a bit wobbly when she put it on the top.
You don't like pasta, but you eat it willingly for Granny.
Hey.
You take your friends at lunch money, they think they have lost it. Not nice.
goodness me, Mandy takes one out from the middle, it's near the bottom.
Done very well.
Just below a single block.
Oh. You go smoking behind the bike shed at school, but you tell your dad it was your older brother.
Oh, and another middle one comes out near the bottom.
She done it. You give up your free Saturday to help someone else.
Hooray!
We just
helped
Andy.
You cook a special meal for your friends, parents, and sibling.
Hooray!
You give your friend 50p so they can have an ice cream. They've only got 50p.
Hey.
I think they're going to win. You take a shortcut to school across somebody else's garden and run away when they challenge you.
Thank you very much.
You nearly won, guys. There's only 3 cards left, Alan.
Thank you, my Jenga players. Thank you, my reader. Like at home, I leave a lot of mess behind me. We'll deal with that a bit later on. So it's interesting, isn't it? What do we do to build or break down God's kingdom? We're all different, even though the blocks here look the same, but surely we can do something. It doesn't matter, actually, what size we are. The tower he builds is with misshapen blocks, and bits are rough around the edges, and some of them don't fit very well. But he still uses us to build his kingdom. It doesn't matter what size we are, what shape we are, what color we are. God loves everyone he's made. He loves each of us in a special way, and he longs for us to be positive builders rather than bulldozers. What have we learned today? A click for each of these, please, Joan. Elephants are big, but God is bigger. Secondly, it's good to share stories. Thirdly, life is like spaghetti. Oh, I'd forgotten about the spaghetti. We'll leave the spaghetti. That's going to be too complicated. But suffice to say, shall I forget about the spaghetti? No. All right. Try getting spaghetti out of a bowl and putting it on a plate. Maybe one of the young people afterwards would like to try that for us, and they can show us how well they get on with getting spaghetti out of the bowl and putting it on a plate without it going everywhere. Life has its ups and downs, but God is with us throughout. And thirdly, we're forgetful, so we need reminders of all the good things God has done. You know, some people think when a Christian tells a story, it always has to be nice or neat, easy, when everything goes well and it finishes with a happy ending. Well, if you think about books or films or even nursery rhymes, you realize that actually all good stories have their ups and downs. Even the 3 little pigs would be a bit boring if the wolf had said, oh, come in and have cake and a cup of tea. We need maybe to volunteer. We need to pick up things like the spaghetti in our lives and get it into a straight line. It's all wiggly. It's up and down, but God enables us to straighten things out. And God's people will forget. We struggle. We make mistakes. But God never forgets, never struggles, is always with us. Let's say a prayer together. Just seated where you are, let's say this together. Help me, Jesus, to remember what you have given me and done for me as I share with others stories of these good things. Make it as natural as telling people about the great foods I have eaten or the elephants I have heard about today. Help me when I feel afraid of the elephants in the room in my life, remembering instead that Jesus longs to make a difference in my life, and although I may forget him, he will never forget me. Amen. And we're going to finish by saying the grace. If you're not familiar with this, Why do we say it? Well, the Bible tells of another man called Paul, and before he met Christ, he killed Christians, and that's about as bad as it gets. But after he met Christ, he wrote this: "By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect." We pray that God's grace would have an effect in us. When we understand God's grace, his unearned, undeserved, unfailing favor towards us all, it makes a profound change in our lives and how we feel about ourselves and how we feel about others. So let's say these words together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen. Right, my apologies, we've gone a little bit over. As I say, I blame the Jenga players. But anyway, well done to them. You don't have to rush off unless you have to rush off. We'll go back and play the song My God Is So Big that we omitted. There's still more cakes and drinks, so if you want to do that, do finish your fridge magnets. And when you take those home with you, may they remind you of all the things we've done today and the fact that God never forgets. Don't fall asleep on the job during the week. Don't forget about God. Thank you very much, everybody. Oh, and yes, today's resources came from Care for the Family and the Joshua Centre, which is based in Liverpool Cathedral. Thank you very much.